It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Hey, this is Dave from Superior Speed, and you're listening to the Geek World All-Stars Podcast Network.
285 is the episode. Title of the show is Picard. Not Captain Picard, but Picard. And it's Fans of Patrol time! I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tifflebot. Say good morning, good hello, whatever, to the people, Tiff.
Hello. Oh, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Oh, shoot, I'm pretty good today. What about Mr.?
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne. What's happening? I'm doing pretty good.
You good, man?
Yeah, the sun is out over here.
All right.
It's a nice day.
Indeed.
This morning.
Indeed.
Woke up. All that.
Gladly. Right. Well, this week, man, we got a pretty good show, man. So we got through the week, man. Me and Tiff did the one shot, the lockdown show, smooth. We did it on what was the name of that? Cut of the Dead, Tiff?
One Cut of the Dead.
One Cut of the Dead. So we got that one over with, and we promise we're gonna get something a little bit more so you guys can find it a little easier for this week's show. But
what was that on? I was you know listening, but I forgot what you said that was on.
It was Amazon, but you had to purchase it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or if you happen to be one of the three people who have a subscription to Shudder,
right? If you had Shudder, it was for free. Unfortunately, I don't have. I remember Shudder used to be free. You know, now it's like
It like had a bunch of commercials. It was kind of like what's Crackle? Do you guys have ever used Crackle? That's terrible.
I used to use Crackle. Terrible. Is it still terrible? It was like the worst, Jack. You know, it wasn't even worth watching the movie. You couldn't even invest yourself into what you was watching because it was just like a commercial every 5 seconds, and it would crash and woo. And then next thing you know, they said Crackle, you had the premium, and I was like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!"
Well, I mean, listen to the name, Crackle. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh yeah, they were said it right there. They were upfront about crappy. Right.
This is bad, y'all. I tell you, it's pretty good though. If you ever watch Pluto TV, that's a free thing. It's full of stuff. It's basically a whole cable service that you don't even have to pay for or nothing, man. It's awesome. I'm sure eventually they're going to make you pay for it because it's just too good. They got a lot of stuff on there. It's pretty good. Anyway, so, man, we got a heck of a show today. Today we're going to be talking a little Tessa Thompson news, if that's a thing. But it's a little horror Tessa Thompson TV news. Also, man, Brave New World is kicking off. I'm surprised anything got finished in Hollywood during this time. But I guess this is about to come out, right? So we have a trailer for Brave New World. And we have some J.J. Abrams news, man. You know, Hollywood is still ticking. You know, I guess they're doing a lot of conference calls and stuff like that. Pretty soon, they're probably going to have the actors with their cell phones filming their scenes in their house. But but we got some J.J. Abrams news concerning, believe it or not, Justice League Dark and The Shining. So we're going to talk about that. Indeed. Our one shot for today, man, 50 States of Fright. That's on that brand new Quibi app that they give you for 90 days for free. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the app also. And the big daddy for the day, we sat down and watched every single episode of Picard for free because they decided to give away for free. And that's what we did. So we watched that, and we're going to give you our full review discussion of that fantastic property, which is Star Trek, that Smooths hate. So.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but yeah, it's close to it. Yeah, you're close.
Okay.
So good work.
So. Is that sounding pretty groovy to you, groovy kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all day. Dynamite.
All right, let's go. And we are back, man. So it's that lovely time with your social media. Smooth, hit us hard.
Well, thank you. I sure will. For everything Fans on Patrol, you can go to fansonpatrol.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach us email fans@fansonpatrol.com, one word, directly via social media on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. or at Fans on Patrol. And if you want to listen to us, which I hope you are doing, you can listen to us on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbeam, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, also YouTube, correct?
Yes, sir.
Did I say that? What was the knife? Is there? What, are we on Podknife?
Yeah, Podknife and some other stuff too. I just can't. Oh, TuneIn, that one too.
Oh, TuneIn. Okay, yeah, TuneIn. Yes, please give us a review on any of these platforms so we'll be easily searched, and we'll give you a shout out if you're nice.
Only if you're nice.
All right, so. These are Tifflebot notes. So,
yes,
Tiff, what do we have up first?
Okay, so we're a podcast. This is some podcast turned TV news, which always makes us jealous because we want a television show.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is kind of a cheat here, so I don't really consider this a podcast. Podcasts are grassroots type of thing. You know, you just got all these corporate bastards and took it over, but go ahead.
So, Tessa Thompson, a Fans on Patrol favorite, is turning so it's kind of hard to explain, but Dresser, we've talked about creepypasta on the show before.
Yeah.
It's like an internet phenomenon where people tell scary stories. So this one is from a Reddit, a subreddit. It's called The Left Right Game, and it has been recently turned into a podcast that's currently airing in one episode per week. So it's, and this is like a first for a lot of people, not necessarily this podcast, but it's a story podcast. It's not like nonfiction podcast. It's fake. So it's bought by Amazon, and it's about a journalist. Her name's Alice Sharman, and she's investigating this paranormal phenomenon called the Left-Right Game. I've listened to it.
You did?
It's pretty, yeah. I'm current. There's only a few, they're only 30 minutes and they're once a week. So it's only been like four, I think.
I thought
it's really good.
10.
It's very interesting.
Didn't the article say it was up to 10?
There's going to be 10 episodes of the television show.
Ah, okay. I got you. So, I don't know, man. You know, like I said, this is kind of a cheat because you're bringing in stars to do these stories. So, of course, you're going to have this built-in thing. So I thought it was actually interesting that there was a line to buy this show, you know. And
they
say Amazon won out on it. And I'm just like, wow, you know. So they won out on it. I guess she's supposed to be some journalist that ends up being missing, you know. So that's the whole thing. I mean, good for Tessa, you know. hopefully, you know, I don't know how many shows you're going to do. It must be really good. What did you think of it, Tiff? Because I'm like, how long is this going to go? What's, you know?
I really, really like it. It's kind of scary. Well, but I do think it's weird because if you've ever listened to like a narrative podcast, obviously, you can't see stuff, and this is telling a story, so sometimes they have to, like, find a way to tell you what's happening visually without, like, making it seem...
Well, how do they do that?
Because they're trying to make it seem... So, like, in this one, it's a little bit easier because she's a journalist, so sometimes she's just, like, reporting on what happened.
Yeah.
But then they have, like, people being, like, acting out certain scenes and stuff.
What do you mean, like sound effects or something?
What?
You mean like sound effects or something?
Yeah, there's like sound effects and there's like people saying, oh, don't do that. And then later they'll be like, oh, he was killed.
Oh, really?
Stuff like that. I don't know. This one is really good. I've listened to some that are very, very fucking bad. but this one's pretty good. So, I don't know. I think it would make a better TV show. So it's kind of exciting that it's going to be made into a television show. But I don't know. Do you think Tessa Thompson would do what Amazon? But then, well, I mean, would she do a podcast? I guess she did.
Yeah, well, she's pretty hot right now. She's going to be in Thor: Love and Thunder, and her career is probably is you know rolling. But it seems like everybody is doing some streaming stuff now these days. You got Chris Hemsworth doing his Netflix show, and you know,
and it's Quibi.
I saw that. Was that so? Is that something different?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't. Yeah. Anyway, what are you thinking about this move?
I thought that. Well, I was reading a little bit they got people mad at them, right? Because they're taking their stories and they're pretty much telling them, we're not going to pay you for these stories that we're going to use. I thought it was kind of like a, what's the word I'm looking for?
Copyright?
Yeah, that, and, you know, there was basically like in your face, like, aha, we're going to use your stuff. We're telling you you're going to use your stuff. You can't do shit about it. So you can be mad all you want. You know, it's just, I don't know. I mean, that's what I got into it. Is that kind of, did you guys read further into this?
No, and I didn't see any of that.
So this one, well, they did say that, yeah. But this one is the first one that they said they're going to pay the guy.
Okay. Okay. So somebody is going to get some revenue from this.
Yes. So traditionally speaking, and I don't know if it has to do with like, since these stories were published on the, cause like there's been quite a few creepypasta, poster stories that have been turned into podcasts or television shows or used as, like a basis for a movie. And the people don't get any credit or any money. And I think it's because there must be some kind of loophole in copyright law where like, if you have posted your stuff on the internet,
it's gone forever.
Some kind of rights to it.
Right.
But this guy who wrote this story, and this is a very, very popular one, is going to be on as an executive producer and also get paid, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought there was being kind of obnoxious with that, like saying, you know, kind of like bold, like, yeah, we got your stories. You can listen to it, you know, but guess what? You're not getting any residuals or anything from this. So that's the only thing, the negative of it. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I've noticed that this is a new thing, not really new, but it, you know, it's like a bandwagon thing because a lot of people are doing, like you said, they're narrating stories and just have people acting them out.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I was just thinking, you know, we were talking about Tessa Thompson in television, but she's been on Westworld. This is on HBO. So
yeah, that's true.
You know, but she's just supposed to be producing this stuff. Is she going to star in it too?
Well, they said that there was no announcements for who's starring in it. So because she's starring in the podcast,
I guess
they kind of hoped that she would also reprise her role.
Yeah, I mean, if she's smart, you know, you get paid to be the actor and the producer. So there you go. You know, make money on both ends. So there you go. So we'll see what happens with this. You know, this might be one of them things that we never hear from again, you know, but we'll see, you know.
That's true.
So what else do we got up, Tiff?
Okay, so Brave New World is a very famous novel from the 1930s. Mm-hmm. It's being made into, I mean, I think it's been adapted before, but it's being made into a television show. And we have a little trailer here. I'm kind of disappointed because it's going to be on basic cable. It's going to be on, it's kind of like Picard because it's going to be on Peacock, which is NBC's streaming service.
Yeah, everything's on a streaming service. Holy guacamole. How many of these damn things y'all think we going to pay for?
Exactly.
It's out of control.
Too much.
It's way too much. You have one good show or maybe two good shows on one streaming service, and you know, you're like, damn it, man. You know, everybody's looking for their little $7, $12, whatever. I don't know.
Well, plus it's like, okay, so for the most part, I don't enjoy a lot of basic cable like CBS, NBC stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I might be into like one or two shows that they have.
Excuse me.
Right.
And then I don't want to have to pay for an entire streaming service just so I can check out and see if I like Brave New World. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the same thing that's happening with, you know, Picard and Discovery. You know, all right, there's nothing else on CBS. Oh, well, the Twilight Zone was on there. So they had three shows on there that I like. It's not enough to pay for that thing ongoing. And maybe they're satisfied with people just paying for it one time and binge it and then cut it off the next month, you know, and that's $7 that they didn't have, you know, but is that enough, you know, to keep, you know, paying for stuff? You were saying something?
Well, they got other shows. I forgot they did have some other shows that look interesting. So, I mean, that's, you know, your taste.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they do got some other things on there that look kind of interesting. But I feel what you're saying, yeah, because they probably don't like the stuff you like. And, you know, like you said, one time I'll watch it, binge it all, and then cancel. So, yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah. I mean,
are you guys making your money? Or the money you want to make? Put it that way. The money you want to make? Is that, you know?
And just think about it this way. If it wasn't for the pandemic right now, I wouldn't be watching half the stuff.
I'm
getting a little tired of watching stuff, to be honest with you.
Woo, well, but, plus, I think, like, it's kind of sad because it is kind of hard to get, maybe not with Brave New World since it's a very famous property, but, like, it's hard to get stuff made in Hollywood. So maybe you're a showrunner or a writer who finally has a chance to show something that you've done, and then it's on Peacock, and then you get canceled, even though if it was on, like, a regular channel or on Hulu, people might have actually watched it.
Yeah, but we got to think that Hulu was a joke when it first came out, too, though.
Right.
You know, total joke. I used to laugh at it like a poor idiot that I am, you know. Nobody would pay for this. Ha ha ha. You know, and then it was like, oh God, people are paying for it. So this stars what? Aiden Elrich? Eldridge? He played Solo. Yeah.
And
he's the only name that I recognize in it. But, you know, the story premise is pretty cool as far as, you know, him coming from the Savage Lands and stuff. And then they bring him out and he's like kind of a mocked, you know, hero. Like, he's cool, but he's a joke, you know, and everybody's all into taking drugs and screwing and being beautiful. And, you know, I guess he wants nothing to do with it and stuff. You know, I don't know. Is that pretty much the gist of it, Tiff?
Yeah. So like in the Savage, in the future, everyone is like reproduced without sex. Right. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
And then the Savage Lands, they have sex and have babies.
They just, they said they had bio something, so I think the people just don't die because they just keep, you know, doing upgrades to them some kind of way.
So there's no consequences for the sex and drugs in the one world.
No, right. Okay. You do what you want to do in the other world. They're right. Regular people, but it's kind of like a zoo or something like that is what the article was saying. So I don't know, man. The trailer was really limited in my opinion. You know, it showed a little bit, but didn't really show enough for me. And I'm like, is that because they only film so much? And you know, but the article says they're almost done. You know, and I'm like, well, shoot, y'all could have showed more than this if you want to get people, you know, excited. You know, is this your flagship for Peacock? I don't know.
Well, hold on, Peacock. So are they going to be cussing on MB on this? Network, are they gonna, you know,
anything
throwing F bombs and be able to show nudity? Because you know, I'm thinking NBC.
Smooth. Anything you pay for is gonna have. You
know. Oh, that's right. Yeah. What am I thinking about?
Yeah, you're paying for this. Yeah. It's not for free. You know.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That is true. Isn't Demi Moore in this? I thought I seen her name in this somewhere.
No, that,
I saw that too. I think I saw that too.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it didn't matter if she was or she wasn't. I mean, it sounds interesting. I mean, you know, you got the basic chemicals for people to, you know, people to watch it. You got sex and drugs. You're starting off with that, so I guess it's good. Yeah, I mean, you'll get people's attention with that in mind. So, and then you add a little more, maybe like some good storytelling. So, I don't know though.
Yeah, Demi Moore is in it, definitely. I just skipped over her name when I was reading it. There she is. Yeah.
I think she's the mother, isn't she? She's his mother or something like that. Mm-hmm. I believe they said
I saw her in the video, and it could have been her, but I also can't really tell.
Yeah, because it's a bunch of flashes, and you know, I don't know. This is not my cup of tea from what I can see unless they show me something different, because everybody just flailing around like sex pots is just like so boring. You know, I mean, that's what they were doing, right? Everybody's just like, and I'm like, oh God, man, what is this? Show me more before I commit. That's my final word on it.
You also can't just make a show just about that. I mean, it's got to be more than that.
You would think, but they got a way. Yeah. They got a way of stretching shit out for 12 episodes, Tiff. That's for sure.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
Telling you a 12-hour story, which is, you know, our new mode of storytelling. So enough of that, man. What do we got next, Tiff?
So I think we might have talked about this on the show a while back. The J.J. Abrams is doing some shows, one of which was Dark Justice?
Yeah, League Dark.
Justice League Dark.
Yes, excuse me. And I think we talked about that on the show a while ago, and then it kind of got shuffled aside. Now it's coming, it's like confirmed, and then he's also doing like a Shining TV show, or a Shining adjacent television show, and it's going to be on HBO Max.
Yeah. So
yeah, it got shuffled aside because of the what was that? Your boy Swamp Thing. They said it was going to do it, and they canceled it. Remember?
They mentioned that they were going to do two seasons of Swamp Thing and then bring in the Justice League Dark. But the Justice League Dark, let us take a little trip here, okay?
All right.
Because this Justice League Dark thing is just as bad as The Rock being Black Adam. It started way back then. Wow. And Guillermo del Toro was going to do a Justice League Dark, and everybody was excited. And nothing happened. And then it came back up, getting back on board with Guillermo del Toro. Nothing. Guillermo del Toro was out, but we're still on board. And we got a director, but he walked off. So it's been one of them things. It's been years with this garbage to the point that I don't even care anymore, you know. And then JJ had that billion-dollar deal. We talked about that maybe right after Star Wars or before Star Wars was released. Yeah. And we were like, man, they just gave this dude $100 billion and, you know, poof. So now he's Warner Brothers guy. And the first thing he does is he steps up to Justice League Dark, but not a movie. Now it's no longer a movie. It's going to be a series, which might work. They were talking a long time ago about merging the DC app with the Warner Brothers app, you know, but this is supposed to be for HBO. The other thing is supposed to be HBO. So I'm so confused. What the hell are y'all doing over there? And so that's where we're at, man. And then we got the Shining thing. And I guess you could do a Shining thing because of Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep, that movie kind of opened it up to many possibilities of things that could be happening in that universe. So that might be cool. Both of these sound cool. But I'm tired of hearing about the Justice League Dark, man. That's all I got to say. You know, anybody?
I don't know anything about it. So it seems fine to me. But I have to, maybe a stupid question. Is HBO in conjunction with Warner Brothers?
I didn't think they were, but they have to, because that deal that he made was with Warner Brothers, right? So maybe they're producing content for HBO Max. You know, they're paying Warner Brothers to do some content for them, you know.
Right.
Sure.
And I don't think this is the same company. I could be wrong. What about you, Smooth?
I'm more interested in The Shining, what they're going to do with that, how they're going to, are they going to focus on how the hotel was actually made, or do people have the, like you said, Dr. Sleep, or do people have this gift, the Shining gift, or what? I forgot what they called it. They actually called it. Well, yeah, it was The Shining.
It was The Shining. I was about to slap you, Smooth. It's The Shining, Smooth. Yeah. Hit him again.
So, yeah, I mean, Justice League Dark. Only thing about Justice League Dark is, like, who are you going to introduce in Justice League Dark?
Well, you got Constantine. Yeah. You got Swamp Dead, Thing. You got Deadman.
You got Nightmare Nurse. Yeah, you got Andrew Bennett. And who else? Black Orchard. Yeah, I mean, you got a few people. But, yeah, I don't know.
You guys say, I don't know anything about this.
Constantine is the leader that just released Dark, and you know about Constantine. Yeah.
I thought, didn't the Temptress bring them together, though?
I never got that deep into it. But Tiff loves Constantine, so.
I do. Yeah. And they were talking about, hopefully, I mean, like in this article, it said they hoped that they would bring back that guy who played Constantine.
Yeah. I met him at the con. He's a real cool dude. He's been on that superhero show, playing the same character. What's the name of that show, Smooth? The Legends of Tomorrow.
The character
hasn't died. He was on Legends of Tomorrow for the last couple years, and you know, so. But the show's terrible. But
it's still on,
brother.
good for them, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, they lost me after the second season. Yeah.
Oh my god, there was more than one season.
Oh, it's still going.
Yes.
It's still going.
How many seasons though? I could have been after the first one, you know?
Shoot, they like at like what, 8 or 9, eight, something like that?
Fuck, are you serious? Yeah. No. I did not believe that.
It's a bad show too, man. It's just
now, if you're saying it's bad, it's probably absolute garbage.
Oh, I can't watch it. The only thing I really, really liked about it was the Ray Palmer character. Because Brandon Roth is just so good as that character. But he's off the show, him and his wife. He met a woman on the show who was playing one of the bad guys. They got married. And he had his last season like last year. So, you know. So he's not even on the show. So, you know, who cares?
I will represent.
Oh yeah, he's another one. That's right.
Yeah, there's only a couple. He's
got
one of them.
Oh, you got superheroes that's born in Iowa. You got Captain Kirk. You got Jason Momoa, the Fish Man. You got Superman, Brandon Ross. So it's better.
I know somebody who used to play basketball with Brandon Ross.
Really? Yeah, he's a tall cat. He don't look like he can play no ball though.
it wasn't like it was like they would just meet up at the park and hang out and play.
Okay. Look at this. The Iowa connection and superheroes.
But I heard that he wasn't very nice.
Yo, he wasn't nice? Really? He was a dick? Uh-oh.
Yeah, but the person I heard that from was definitely a dick.
Oh, they were dicky,
so
too.
Who knows?
Yeah, so it was probably, you
they
know.
Can, yeah, they cast each other. Out, yeah.
Or you know, sometimes people who's kind of that type of person, they see that in other people, you know, and people are intolerant of that type of stuff. I think he can be a little of a jerk. I remember when he played Superman, and he at the end of the shoot, he had to apologize to a lot of people. He didn't have to. He took it upon himself because he was like, you know, he's been short with people. He hasn't been the nicest person on the set, and he apologized. I was like, oh man, he must have got a little starstruck, diva-ish a little bit there on it. Then he had nothing for years, and I think that humbled his cheeks, you know.
Right.
He got on Legends of Tomorrow, and he was like, listen, man, I'm just happy to be here, and I'm sorry. Sorry for being a chump. So, that's a hey, Tiff, good job on the news, man. In this news starve thing, I saw the one article come out with J.J. Abrams. I said, ooh, some news. Thank God.
Oh, God, news.
Yes. So, that's going to do it, man. We're done with the news. We're going to take our first break, and we're going to come back with our one shot, 50 States of Fright on Quibi. We'll be right back. We have returned. So, this is something that's a little new for us. So, we downloaded the Quibi app. You can get that from your app stores, Quibi. That's Quibi. And we brought this story up a little while ago. We talked about these one-shots that was going to be on Quibi. The first one being directed by Sam Raimi. And I think, is this whole thing Sam Raimi's brainchild? Is he producing the whole thing, I think? Maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, him and Ivan Raimi.
Oh, Ivan Raimi. Okay. So we're looking at 50 States of Fright. So if you go on the app, you got to look for that because it's more stuff than just this, you know, which I was like, oh, okay. So it's not just this. So 50 States of Fright. So what are you guys thinking about this thing? How was your experience getting the app? It was pretty smooth for me.
For me, not having Apple phone, but I had access to it, it was a rough time. Cause it's
really?
At the time that I did it, it's only offered to people with Apple software. So if you don't have any Apple, anything Apple, you're out of luck. Put it that way. Now they might have updated from now from when we, you know, when this airs. Mm-hmm. But at the time, yeah.
First of all, getting it for me was easy. It was, to me, the most easiest thing I had to do. And I like the fact that they said that they will send you a reminder after the 90 days, you know, before the 90
that's
days.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. Because, you know, normally it's a trap. You know what I'm saying? You just get this, next, you know, you start getting bills and stuff, you know. You're like, it's a trap. I fell into the trap. But so that's cool. So they're going to send you an email to say, hey, you know, if you're going to do the old cut us off stuff, that's cool, but you might not want to. So, right. Yeah, before we get started, thank you, Smooth. We're doing, so the first one is the Golden Armor, Michigan, and the second one was, what was it, Smooth? Ball of Yarn, the Tiff?
America's largest ball of twine, Kansas.
Ball of twine, Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay. So I messed up, and I thought because the first one was 3 10-minute segments, I thought that was it. So I didn't keep going. So you guys are going to have to talk about that one. So
okay.
The Golden Armor Michigan Man. Now, I knew that guy looked familiar. That's Travis Fimmel. He was the lumberjack. And I think that's the guy that's been in the Viking series and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. That does look like him. I think that might be him.
Yeah. No, he was in Warcraft. And Vikings, yeah, same guy. I knew he looked familiar. I was like, that dude looked familiar with that damn beard. He ain't cutting that beard for nothing. And so, I don't know. Before we get started, it's time, and thank you, Smooth, for reminding us to hit one word. Chef, one word.
Silly. Yes.
Smooth, what you got?
Deceitful.
Deceitful?
Yeah. Deceived. It deceived me. So yeah, deceitful.
Oh, okay. Toward you. Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so for me, right, it would be, I just got to throw in a good huh. that's my one word, huh. Okay, if that's a word. But that's how I felt, you know, after I watched it. I was like, huh. Okay. All right. Okay. So, we're going to hit some spoilers real quick, because this don't take long to spoil at all. So the premise of this one was really easy. They had a fella in the country narrating it that worked with the main character. So he was telling a story. So obviously, these two main characters, who they're talking about, is dead. This guy, the lumberjack, and his wife.
Yes.
You know, you knew that from the beginning.
Who was the guy narrating it?
Who was the guy?
The sheriff.
The guy narrating it is the best person.
Oh, and the whole thing?
That's his name?
No, she's just saying he's the coolest.
Yeah, I like him the best out of all the parts I've seen.
Yeah, because the husband and the wife had problems, right? Because
yes,
he comes in and he says, go ahead, Smooth.
No, she was a trophy wife. She wanted the best. And, you know, he wasn't a millionaire, but he tried to give her the best.
The narrator was clearly said that he couldn't afford nothing he was doing, but no matter what it was, he did it. Hawk stuff, did everything he could just to make sure she had stuff. And, you know, I guess when she bought stuff, it was expensive. That gold rope she had was pretty thick.
I was like, yeah.
Woo! But other than that, her clothes and stuff didn't look that expensive. And, you know, so I was like, maybe, who knows? But the guy clearly idolized her. Clearly.
Yes.
So, you know, he's a lumberjack cutting down trees. He whittles wood. He's a widower. And he makes stuff, and that's how he makes his living. So he was going to cut down a tree. The narrator wasn't there that day, and he asked her to get out of her dress that she was all dressed up like the belle of the ball and come and, you know, put on your lumberjack stuff and hold this rope. And you knew it was disaster, right? You knew it.
Yeah.
He was like, look at the way she's standing out there.
She's such a little thing. Like, I don't know how she was going to help him.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to do it on purpose, though. I didn't. That was the whole thing. I thought it was but he actually didn't do it on purpose. It was accident. It was a true accident.
No, dude, it's 100% your fault. You should have never had her out there. The whole time she was standing there. I mean, and it's not like she was doing anything wrong. I don't do this stuff, you know. Pull on a thing, and she did, and I don't know. You know, when that tree fell, it looked like she could have got out the way, but, you know, I guess people freeze and they panic, you know. Tree falls on her arm. That was bad. Damn.
Yes. Right.
Where were you guys? What did you think when that happened, Smooth?
Oh, I'm like, yeah, this is okay. I didn't think it was going to fall. I thought it was going to fall on her.
I did too.
But yeah, it fell on her arm. So that was, I'm like, okay, this is a good story so far. Only thing I got to say about this, like you said in the beginning, I thought that there would be like mini stories, like maybe like mini campfire stories,
yeah,
so to speak, like 10 minute stories instead of just chopped up, like a whole story chopped up in 10 minutes. But
yeah,
that was my deceitful part.
It was they just bust up one story in three parts. It was essentially about a half
hour.
He cuts off her arm, Tiff, you know?
Yes. To save her.
Yeah, I thought he was going to try to at least use the axe for leverage to try to roll the tree, maybe, you know, something to try to, you know, lift it, but no. Cuts off the arm, and now she's depressed, and, you know, she's a little nub, and, you know, they show the kids, like, being horrified at her little nub and stuff like that, and it was bad, man. You know, I felt sorry for her, man.
You know? Right.
He brings
her. But she didn't blame him, though. She didn't blame. That's what I thought she was going to do. She's going to be like blaming him every time, you know, something. Let's go ahead.
Smooth. Yeah. It's only 10 minutes. They ain't had time for all that, you know. The story could only be so much of the story.
shit.
So, you know, he tries to bring her a pretty cool looking Terminator arm. She said it's hideous. You know, I thought he would have just spray painted it a different color or something. But then all of a sudden, this cowpoke, you know, makes an arm, man. You know, he shows her this thing on the internet. You know, I don't know if it was on the internet or he designed it. I was like, man, he got skills. Jesus, I thought he was a lumberjack. Now he's a master craftsman.
Right.
So she likes a silver arm, Tiff. You know, she likes
it's gold. She likes the golden arm.
Yeah. And I would have, dude, just put some gold plating on it, you know?
Go get some gold. No shit. It was like, right. So, and here's the thing. I'm an idiot, okay? So I'm going to go ahead here and say, how much money would that golden arm have been worth?
More than, he wouldn't have had that farm or nothing left after all that, man. That was, he had what, like four gold bars, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah, the whole thing, like you said, yeah. It was solid, too.
And where did you buy gold at? Because it's illegal to own gold.
I don't know.
You know?
Is it?
Yeah, you can't have gold bars. You can't do that. No.
Well,
you can purchase.
You can have grams of gold.
Right. You can buy jewelry. And even the jewelry makers, they have to have special licenses to have licensure to have, like, gold to make jewelry. You know? No, you can't own gold. So, anyway. So, anyway, man, you know, he goes and he's a forgesmith's move. He goes in there and he's beating the hammer and he makes this perfect thing, you know.
Yeah, it's Iron Man.
Right. And she puts it on. She loves it. She's walking around. She got her mojo back. And I thought that was cool. But then they said that she got sick and the doctor said it because she was getting poisoned by the gold. I've heard of stuff like that before. And
That's true. You can get poison from it. But why wouldn't you just take the arm off?
She didn't want it. She, here's my deal. Why don't you put some padding in there so it's not touching her arm, right?
Right.
It's the it's the contact, right?
I'm sorry.
I mean, right? It's the contact.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's leaching into your skin.
Yeah, so just put
Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This greedy bitch knows
she bought
that
the
they were ruined by the arm. And she's like, promise me you're
gonna marry. No, I was like, damn, sis. You know, I'd have been looking at that arm greedily. Like, oh, no. No, baby, I gotta survive after this. So she dies.
But at the same time, but she's so vain, but it's like it's tearing your whole face up. You know what I mean? It's like taking away. I mean, you know, the gold arm is taken away from your natural beauty. But like you said, we only got 10 minutes.
Oh, you only got 10 minutes, move.
But
So she dies, and he starts drinking, and he's all the bills is due. I guess he drinks himself into a stupor one night, and he decides, I'm gonna go get me an arm. So he loads up in a truck, which I thought was a little deep that he wouldn't. Dug her up and used the axe to open it up, and her eyes opened. That was creepy.
Yeah,
that was. Yeah.
Then they opened again, and he ran away with the arm, man. And went straight home. Like all of a sudden, he just turned into a shivering punk.
he go under the covers and shit, man. That was.
Don't skip, smooth. Don't skip because ain't too much to this thing. It's only 10 minutes. The pictures.
Right.
When he knocked down the pictures.
The picture was very scary.
Oh, the pictures were spooky, smooth.
It was.
Especially
the
you know, then it turned into the one with the axe, and then like her eyes moved, you know, before I picked it up and stuff. I was like, okay, this is pretty good.
That was the creepiest part of the whole thing.
I see, and right, that's why I said smooth. You can't skip because that was it to me. That was the scariest stuff. So like smooth was saying, you said he ran upstairs, right, smooth?
Yeah, he ran upstairs and then he got up under the covers. I mean, you a big lumberjack dude.
Smooth. I don't want to say this again. They only got 10 minutes, man. They couldn't afford chase through the woods. It would have been just too long.
But I'm not hiding under the... As a grown man, the child just came out, man.
She was an axe-wielding zombie, man. You know, I mean, what you going to do? You know?
Are the covers going to protect? Anyway, go ahead. I'm just saying, he's up under the covers, man. That is that was so childish.
Well, he gave the arm back, and then, you know, she come out that closet and slice his throat. Cops found him like that. And I was like, well, I didn't know it was going to end like that, but I was like, okay, you got to do something like that. So it was funny. The guy was like, hey, we all poor. None of us really graduated from high school around here, but everybody got enough sense to leave that arm alone.
That's the best part of the whole thing, is him being like, no.
Right.
We just leave it there.
It'll be there forever.
Just leave it there.
Trust me.
Right.
So,
ain't nobody
so these stories are all actual urban legends, or whatever you want to call them.
Artie, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there are actually, from these parts, popular from these areas, they're urban legends. I'm kind of excited to see if I recognize the one they'll do for Iowa, if they get that far.
If they get that far, right? If they get that far.
Oh, we got one, my tag, remember the Green Lady?
Yeah, the Green Lady, but I don't know if that was specifically ours. I figure if they...
I've never heard of the Green Lady.
Oh, it's some dumb stuff. It's kind of like, you know... Candyman. But here's the one I think they might do for a smooth. They you know, Helltown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhere down there, Mansfield. Yeah. The whole town is supposed to be like the epicenter of evil in the world and stuff, and all these witches and stuff. Ted Sikora from he wrote about it in that comic book. Apama and stuff like that.
Oh, so, word.
Yeah. It makes me wonder. Anyway, y'all tell me about this big ball of yarn.
Oh, this one is very stupid.
Okay, we'll go.
It was.
Okay, a mom and a daughter are moving, mm-hmm. and the daughter is a little bit upset about it. So they're moving across country or something like that. So they are in Kansas, and the mom thinks, oh, we'll just stop in this small town as a break. We'll just take a, you know, stretch our legs and whatever. The small town happens to be home to the largest ball of twine.
That's a real thing, right? Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But apparently there's an urban legend with it where the guy who started it, like his family, he killed his kids or whatever. They're in the ball of twine.
Yeah.
So this one, there's not much to the story. The girl goes missing, but she gets sucked into the ball of twine.
Right.
So the mom is like looking for her. And they try to turn her into a ball of twine person, because they're all ball of twine people.
It's like the Body Snatchers.
Yeah.
Only
it's very silly because they're full of yarn.
Right. Yeah, when she slices them. That's the thing. She becomes like a... She's a fighter, you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't see that in her, you know, like she said, I'm looking for my kid, so I'm gonna do what I got to do. But yeah, she was going at them. She was taking them out. And like she said, like Tiff said, when she was cutting people open, you see it was like twine in them and stuff, you know, they didn't have regular guts.
Oh, that sounds completely stupid. That was...
Yeah, it's really stupid. When you're watching it, it's not scary. So then she's running from the whole townspeople who we all assume are also full of twine. And then she runs into the twine museum thing, and she realizes her daughter is inside the twine. So she like chops into it and then goes in to get her. And then they get stuck inside. She can't get out.
Right, like Akira.
Right, is that the end? I don't know if I finished it.
I think that was the end. I'm gonna tell you that's the end.
Because if this is based on an urban legend around the country, none of them end good ever, never, ever. So it's none of these have a good ending. None of them. They all end in tragedy. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't talk about that. Woo! I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Well, okay. Imagine you're sitting around a campfire. And you're having a little, let's tell a ghost story.
Right.
And then someone tells me the golden arm. Depending on how they tell it, that could be really scary.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Scary enough. Scary enough for a camp story.
Without a doubt.
If we're sitting there and... What?
I said without a doubt. Go ahead.
Yeah. But if I'm sitting there and someone's like, let me tell you about the biggest ball of twine... and how it eats people, I'd be like, that's fucking dumb. And I'm not scared.
And be quiet. Your talking privilege is over with. You can't say nothing else no more.
So, right, your storytelling days is done, yeah. Fuck out of here.
So I guess one thing we learned from this whole 50 Things of Fright is that it was kind of fun, huh? I mean,
Yeah.
Yeah, they were kind of fun. Yeah. So I recommend it, even though, you know, it's just a quick thing, you know, but it was well done. A lot of them shot really well, you know. I liked it. But don't be expecting no, you know, Academy Awards here. It's just some fun stuff, you know.
Right.
I mean, would
you? And the thing about it is that they are. I haven't watched anything else on it yet, but I might try. It's kind of cool. They do a lot of the other series that are on.
Are upright, Quibi, up and down.
They have very famous people in them, so they're enjoyable. It's not like they're just low budget. Excuse me, things. I have the hiccups. But it's cool because they're formatted for your phone.
Yeah, they are. I noticed
so
that.
So you can watch them holding it upright or on its side.
Yeah, and even when you held it up upright, it focused on what you needed to see, so you really didn't feel like you was missing anything, you know, by not seeing the entire shot. So I agree with you on that. So I think that's it, man. I recommend. What about you, Tiff?
It's fun for like, you know what, you're stuck at home. Or let's say you want a small break while you're working. It's not like it's going to be a 30-minute show. You can just turn one on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or less.
Smooth.
Same here. Yeah, I would recommend it because you don't notice how they go by quick. Yeah, so it's not like you said you're not missing your day watching this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can just watch the 10 minutes and keep it moving. So that's going to do it, man. That's going to do it. We're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back with Picard, man. We did the whole thing. Except for Tiff. We did the whole thing. just so you don't have to. So we'll be right back. We have returned, and it's time to talk about Picard, man. Now, you know, we could have did a one-shot with this a long time ago. I'm kind of glad we did this now, though, Tiff, because actually the whole thing was available. And I was able to watch the thing from the beginning to the end. So, man, I guess it's time to get into it. So before we start, we'll hit one word. So, Tiff, one word. What you got? First of all, how many episodes you get into?
Six.
Six episodes.
I finished six of them.
Yep. Six. And what's your one word?
Exciting.
Oh, really? Now I'm going to hear the opposite. I'm going to X-move. What's your one word, Smooth?
Well, torture would be me, so I'm not going to say that.
You can say what you want to say.
No, I'm not going to say that because, yeah, I mean, it was, I'm going to say work.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I understand that. I understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say delightful.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's not every episode. I want to specifically talk about episode 2 for a minute when we get there, though. But just so you know, 2020 TV Mature. How about that for Star Trek? I love when they be dropping F-bombs in Star Trek now. But it stars...
It makes sense.
Patrick Stewart, Allison Phil, Isla, what's her name? Boyones? I don't know how to say her name. I'm sorry. Michelle Hurd, Santiago Cabrera, who I really liked in this. Harry Treadway, Jonathan Franks, Mira Spiritus, Brent Spiner. I didn't see George of the Forge in this. I thought I saw scenes with him, and they must have cut him, but I didn't see Geordi. But anyway, lots of
it's
people.
It's because he looks better than everyone, so they don't want to put him on there and make everyone else look like shit.
Like, oh. So, yeah, he basically looks the same with a little gray, right?
Yeah, LeVar Burton looks the same.
So, oh, my goodness. So, this thing starts out, and it's interesting for Star Trek fans, man, because, you know, Picard is living at his family chateau, but he's there with some Romulans. Well, first, I thought they was Vulcans, but I was like, wait a minute. They got too much personality. And I was like, oh, they're Romulans. And I really like these two people. What about y'all?
Yes. They're great.
Oh, joy.
Oh, I also like him. So, obviously, I like number one. And
that's the doggy,
that's
right?
That's the dog. Yes. Right.
Later, when they leave, he leaves and he has to leave number one. That makes me really sad. It doesn't show him leaving him or anything like that. I don't think they wanted to have that kind of sad thing. But, like, I was like, that sucks. Why can't they just take him with them? Because, like, as we know from Enterprise, you know, Captain Archer has his dog on the Enterprise.
Yes. So Ricard is old and retired, man. You know, he looks like he does now. You know, he's an older gentleman. And his career is pretty much over, and he's at odds with Starfleet. And so without going through all the details, he has this interview. He says Starfleet wasn't what it's supposed to be. And all this stems from synthetics, pretty much derived from Data, some kind of way, or Data's work, Dr. Soong's work. They had this uprising. So did you guys get a chance to see the uprising, see when that went down?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Yeah, that made more sense when what was the Romulans? They sabotaged the synthetics.
The Romulans caused it because they showed the one guy get hacked, and then it just went down. So, you know, if I'm the Federation, I'm killing the whole Romulan race, man. Y'all got to go. Y'all started all this stuff, all this stuff, you know, and I couldn't tell. I knew the Romulans were in. Are they in the Federation or are they? Not in the Federation. I mean,
it looked like they had people that were. They looked like they had individuals that were in the Federation. Like you said, you can trust some of them, but you can't trust all of them. You know.
I think that they're not in the Federation. Do you remember in Deep Space Nine before Major Kira? What is she? My brain is
Bajoran.
Bajoran. Before the Bajorans became part of the Federation still helped move them to like camps and stuff if they needed it.
You think they're in that stage?
Yes.
Because
refugees.
I guess they're taking into account the Star Trek with not the movie, the recent movie where the Romulan Empire is decimated through some work that Spock was doing, you know. So they probably got in trouble and needed the Federation after that. That's what I was assuming. So this is all about Data's daughter. And it's a pretty sweet.
Daughters.
Well, the first episode, you know, I was really excited. Everything was going great. The girl was running and then she gets exploded. And that sucked.
Yeah.
But then the second episode comes, guys. And the second episode for me was a real struggle. I was like, wow, whoever directed this one, this kind of sucks. Because it was just like they were trying to cram in so much information at one time, trying to course correct from where they were. Did anybody else feel like that?
Yeah, the second one was probably like, so when I first watched when I was watching the second one at first, I was like, maybe I won't like this series, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was worried. Me too. I was worried. I was like, uh-oh, this kind of sucks. Go ahead.
Well, I knew I wasn't gonna like it, so go ahead.
Oh Jesus. it's just that, like, I think that sometimes in certain episodes of any show where they have to kind of like course, like lay the course, or like get you ready for like kind of an information dump, or like get you set up for where you're going, it can really kind of hurt the show if it's not done super well. And I would say this one wasn't done super well.
If I was new to Star Trek and I watched the first episode and saw that action, I would have thought, oh man, they just put all the action in the first one. Now it's gonna be old sucky stuff. Now that's what I was thinking as a new person. Yep. You know.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was.
But if you could get past the second episode, once it gets to the third episode, it takes off and it doesn't stop, in my opinion.
It was.
I thought it was really good at that point. It was nice.
Now, let me ask you something. So the Romulans, are they cousins to the Vulcans? Because, yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of, they are?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Distant. Okay. Yeah, you know, like.
Because they got the ears and shit. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
That's why. But now, hold on. Now, the one. She's Asian, but she was she had the Federation. She was like a Commodore or whatever.
I think she was half and half.
She's what now?
I think she was half Vulcan, half Romulan.
Okay, that was my question, because I'm like, well, yeah, she looked Romulan, you know. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. That was my question on that one.
So, like, what, Data has a different daughter? She has a twin, because they're supposed to be all twins and all the descendants from Data because of his brother Lore. They used to be and one was good, one was evil. And you know, so they got this ride, so we're introduced to these new characters. And at first I didn't think I was gonna like the new characters, like the captain of the ship.
He's the best.
Oh, he ended up being one of my favorites, man. But at first I was like, oh, this guy's, he's the cool guy, he has his shirt off and stuff, but then he ended up being really cool. I did not like that doctor, y'all. Dr. Ames.
But that's him too, right?
What do you mean?
Dr. Phil? Oh yeah, that is him. Yeah, his
He plays all the holograms as well.
No, I'm saying I didn't like the I was skipping to the next character, the doctor.
Oh, the blonde lady doctor.
Yeah, she kind of looked like a broke Christian Bale, man. You know, she just, woof.
And she's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I knew that, and it's funny to say that, but I also knew that she was going to be the turncoat at one point in time. I see, yeah, it was like, even though she's nice and everything, I seen it coming. Like, yeah, she's going to be the one to stab him in the back somehow.
She stabbed him in the back. So, I really like Rafi, who plays...
Yeah,
His old subordinate. And, boy, she was doing the drugs heavy duty and stuff. So, that was... I was like, whoa. Now, I'll tell you who I hated. I hated Narek, and he was supposed to be the ramen and love flame for Data's daughter. Boy, he got on my nerves because they was trying to make him seem like he was so sexy, and to me, he just looked like a nerd with a beard.
He does kind of look like a nerd, but there's something like sexy about him because he's like a bad boy.
It's because they try so hard because they put him in black, Tiff. You drape anybody in all black in a cool leather coat and stuff. It's going to be something about that person, you know?
Are him and his sister fucking?
Oh my God, yeah.
You would think so.
You would think so.
Yeah. But until she said brother, I was like, okay, so he's back. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm like, damn, yeah.
I'm going to tell you
what's... It was really weird. I was like, ew.
I'm going to tell you what's funny. I thought about you when I saw the interaction. I said, Tiff's going to ask on the show, are they... I knew you was going to say that. Oh, shoot. That is so funny. I waited for it when you just started talking. So they start bringing in the oldies but goldies, man. We get Commander Riker and his life, and Deanna Troi and their daughter, and 7 of 9 was all of a sudden a bad of the badass bees on this show. You know, she just come in and just beat everybody's ass, which I thought was cool. I got excited when they went to the Borg ship and I saw Hugh, and I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, I know that guy, you know. From the old TNG shows.
It's like little treats that they give you.
Yeah, well, Hugh actually ended up playing a pretty pivotal role in this whole thing. I don't know how far you got along. Okay. And so, you know, it's just little things. If you're a fan of this, you will really like this. Trust me, get past episode 2. If you're not a fan of this, you might not like it because Smoove is not a fan. He's anti-Star Trek, and it just didn't turn him the back.
Well, I respected it. I mean, you know, I'm not going to. I probably won't finish it because you're going to tell us what happens. My question though is, how come John Picard doesn't have any Borg fragments on him like everybody else does?
He wasn't with the Borg that long.
Nah, it was only a few episodes, man. I think you know it might have been in Star Trek time, maybe 6 months or something like that too.
Man, his whole eye socket was replaced though, wasn't it?
Nah.
He didn't have
an overlay.
It was a plate over his. Over his face.
But also they kind of explained in this series, because there has been kind of like that in throughout all of Star Trek, so they kind of explained in this series that if you are a Borg when you're a child, mm-hmm. you have more tech in you than what if you were turned as an adult.
And it wasn't
seeing all these other people's faces all disfigured, and you could, you know, and I'm like, well, wasn't he
wasn't
like
with
the
them.
One chick.
Yeah, I don't think he was with them long enough, Smoove, because the longer you with them, the more they just, you know, modify and, you know, you need this for that, you know, no need going to get the person with the tool, just make him into the tool, you know what I'm saying? And they had put him in a leadership spot, so he wasn't like no drone, you know what I'm saying? He was like second in command, you know, next to the Borg Queen, so shoot, you know, she just wanted him for his mind and stuff. And so...
didn't need to do any alterations.
Okay, let's talk about my second favorite character, and that was the ninja. I love the boy.
He was dope.
I just hated how he kept leaving the boy behind. Why are you leaving the boy behind? He's the coolest one. That scene when he chopped up all them Romulans, I was like, oh my goodness, dude is so cool.
Well, because he says that he wants to.
Mm.
Right.
He did, but he commanded him. I'd have been like, nope. But it's a few times he left him. You know, he's like, no, you stay. And he's like, nope, I want you to stay. Leave that dude alone. Listen, you the baddest dude. You old man. And you got this ninja assassin standing next to you. What you say? What you say, punk? What you say? You want some ninja? You want some ninja? No, I don't think so. The boy was dope. And
he was.
So they finally make it to the source, man. And the source, basically the girl was a destroyer. So there was a city of Datas, but a town of Datas, his offspring. Mm-hmm. Now, this was the cheesiest thing that they did. Dr. Noonien Soon, they had Brent Spiner playing Data, not Data, playing a human, Noonien Soon's other son. And so I was like, he didn't have any kids. That's why he made Data and Lore.
That's why he made them.
But they just, yeah. they just, nah, that, they retconned.
They got rid of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Retconned. Yeah, so he was there with the, he wasn't like, you know, he was a nice guy, but he was slick and a little cunning, conniving, let me put it that way. And so they had all these perfect looking droids. They had Data skin color, but you know, it was like fine women and aliens and all kind of different people. And but the daughter was actually Data's daughter, and you know, her she looked 100% human. None of them looked that good. But one of the people there was trying to bring about that apocalypse, you know, that she knew about it. So, cause there's sentient beings in another dimension that's robots, and they had all mad power. And so they were bringing them there to do exactly what the Romulans was saying they was doing. So they brought this huge fleet. But then Riker shows up with a huge fleet of Federation starships. And they, oh, man, it was pretty dope. Y'all got to make it to the end. Trust me.
Oh, man, I want to watch that. Yeah. I have a question since I didn't make it to the end.
Yes.
So we see, and we put the spoilers up, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we see in this series, like we discussed earlier, that the doctor is a turncoat, and she kills the guy that they go and get, to the guy who like helped create.
She's never the faces daughter. Justice. They just kind of say, "Oh, she's helping now."
Seriously, nothing happens to her.
Yep.
Well, she has the tracking device in her, so the one so they're getting followed.
And well, yeah,
kind of puts
that happens
in a coma.
Right, yeah,
she that puts happens. Herself in a coma so it doesn't, you know, because she's feeling guilty because she keeps throwing up anything she eats.
Oh no, they so find out about her. They scold her, okay. And then she, you know, have all these speeches about making amends and blah blah blah, dee dee. And the last thing that happens is, I don't even know if you want me to spoil it.
Why did she kill him?
Yeah, please spoil it.
She killed him because. Well, she for the reason why that was in the thing. She, you know, had saw that apocalypse thing and thought she had to do everything by any means necessary to stop the apocalypse thing. And he was like, you know, living on that planet with those, you know, making those robots and stuff. He supported them 100%. It was only two humans. It was him and the Data lookalike guy. So, you know, one of the robots betrays the rest of them to manipulate all the robots to, you know, bring about this apocalypse. They get there, they stop it, but Captain Picard dies because of that brain tumor. So that once they get there, they had this perfect robot body, which they was trying to transfer one of the robots that the lady killed into that one because it was like the perfect body. And they did the old X-Men thing. They transferred Picard's consciousness into the robot, but he has no augmentations. He's not super strong, nothing. He just looks exactly the same, just so he could live. And so he's synthetic now. Yeah, I didn't like
okay.
that. I didn't like that. I was like,
I don't like that at all.
No, I didn't like that at all. I was like, why would you? Okay, just fix the brain tumor, you know?
Right.
And if you're going to reinvent
it, why? I'm sorry.
I was just saying, if you're going to reinvent my body, it better be. And they didn't give him any extra years. They said, you'll live the amount of time that you were going to live. And the show, he's supposed to be 94. What, y'all give him like 5 more years? You should give him another 50 or 100, man. What the hell, you know? So go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm curious as to why maybe, Smoove, you don't like this show. Because it's got elements of Star Trek, obviously, but it isn't very Star Trek-y.
No.
Actually, I'm not going to say it wasn't to where I was disliking every episode. It's only because only thing is I'm not familiar with it. So it's like I said, it's work for me to be, and I'm not enjoying it as much as you guys are because I'm not familiar with the characters, even though I do know some of the characters, like 6 and 9. I know her. I know the one lady that.
It's 7 and 9. Get your mind out of the gutter. Get your mind out of the gutter. Talk about 69.
7 and 9. 7 and 9. And what's the one character? I think she was the counselor, right? But
Troy.
She was Romulan, right? She was a Romulan, or was she a Vulcan?
Beta Zed.
She was a Beta Zed. Yes.
She's, oh, anyway, well, I mean, this, you know, it's, I will, now, the tech in the whole, the special effects and the graphics and, like you said, some of the fighting scenes, and those were dope. I had to, you know, I had to take my hat off to it. Those were dope. But it's just, I never was a Star Trek fan. You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't get into it.
I don't know, Smoove. So, I think if you had a different name on this thing, you wouldn't care.
Huh?
I think if it had a different name, if it wasn't anything, if it didn't say that it was related to Star Trek anyway, I think you wouldn't care.
No, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's acquired taste for me.
I got you, Smoove. I got you, man. So you're not gonna finish, but Tiff absolutely is gonna finish.
Yeah, I'll probably go after we're done here and watch some more.
Yeah, I'm done. I powered through it early in the week and kept it moving. But see, you two.
But there's gonna be a second season, right?
Yep, they were greenlit for the second season, and so that kind of sucked when I watched it because I was like, well, they got a second season.
Every time
I saw Peril happen, I was like, well, they got a second season. You know, he's coming back. Even when he died, I was like, oh, shoot, they brought him back to kill a character off. Okay, that's cool because he's, you know, he's an older dude anyway. And I was like, but they got a second season, so he's not going to die. And because that robot was there, I said, oh, they're going to put his body in that robot because they got a second season. He's not going to die. You know, so it was like, okay, yeah. Because they were sad when he died. And if you didn't know they were greenlit for a second season, and even, you know, you didn't know if this was meant to be a one-stop show, you might have thought he was dead, you know? But no, he's not, and it lives on. So, man, I think we came to do the damn thing, and we got it done. That's it. So next week, man, this week on our midweek show, our lockdown series, we're going to go Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, man. Do something that everybody can, you know, really get access to. And next week, man, what are we doing? We're doing Six Code, something like that, on Netflix.
Stephen Amell's show.
Yeah, Stephen Amell and his cousin Robbie. Lying, talking about he leaving. I'm leaving Arrow because whatever, Chief. They showed you the money. I ain't mad at you. And our one shot next week will be Woo Assassins, man. So we're going to watch the first episode of Woo Assassins. So check that out. And so we can talk about it. But only episode one, that's all we're doing. Hopefully, that's all I'll do. I don't get fall down that rabbit hole. So I'm the host of Fans Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tiffelbot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
Been a pleasure as always.
And
Mr. SMOOVE, spell Smoove, not Dwayne. And I'm out of here.
All right. Well, until next week, man, we will be
on Patrol.
Patrol.